the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually, and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against Thee. If there is a servant from among thy servants, of a handmaid from among thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم سلام علیکم. This is today's special you're listening to from IRIB English Radio from Iran. And for a special day, thousands of congratulations for girls. Today in Iran is Girls' Day. Why? Because today is the birthday anniversary of Lady Masuma, peace be upon her.
As-salamu alayk, as-salamu alayk, as-salamu alayk, ya bint Rasulillah, as-salamu alayk, ya bint السلام عليك يا بنت أمير المؤمنين السلام عليك يا بنت الحسن والحسين السلام عليك.
So congratulations on Sunday, that is 1st of Zilqa'da, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 31st of Ordubehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, Muslims and Muslimah, ladies and gentlemen, congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Lady Masuma, peace be upon her. A knowledgeable woman she is. One day a group of Shiites went to Medina to ask Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, a few religious questions. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was outside of Medina at that time. Apparently, Imam Reza was not available either, so they wrote their questions and gave them to his family. Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, had not returned yet. They could not stay in his house either, so they were about to leave. At this point, Lady Fatima Masuma, a child then, wrote the answers to all of their questions. They became delighted and set off to leave Medina. On their way, they saw Imam al-Kazim, peace be upon him. When they told him what had happened and how his daughter answered all of their questions, Imam Kazim read their questions and answers. She had answered all the questions correctly. Then he said three times, "May her father be sacrificed for her." Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of such a great lady, Lady Fatima Masuma, peace be upon her.
Sayyida Fatima al-Ma'suma was a woman of nobility, a woman of great virtue, of great piety and righteousness. And you can see today millions of people visiting her shrine in the holy city of Qom. I don't know how many of you have had the honor of going to the city of Qom and visiting the shrine of Sayyida Ma'suma alayhi salam. She is one of the greatest women of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam that most of us don't know too much about. Yes, I know there's a shrine of someone, Fatima al-Ma'suma, but what do we know about her? Her virtues. To show you her greatness, it suffices to go back to the traditions of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt and to see what the Imams said about her. When we go back to the traditions of the Imams, you will notice that three Imams of Ahlul Bayt all encouraged visiting the grave of a Sayyida Ma'suma alayhi salam. Three Imams of Ahlul Bayt. Not only did they encourage their Shia to visit her grave, but they all said one word: whoever visits the shrine of a Sayyida Ma'suma, of a Sayyida Fatima in Qom, wajabat lahul jannah. That individual will earn paradise. That individual will be entitled to paradise. مَنْ زَارَهَا وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. This has been said, number one, by Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, her grandfather, even before she was born. Number two, the second Imam is Imam al-Rida alayhi salam. And finally, Imam al-Jawad. He said, من زار عمتي فاطمة بقوم. Whoever visits my aunt Fatima in قوم, وجبت له الجنة. Then that person will earn paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three imams of Ahlul Bayt, all telling us, the Shia of Ahlul Bayt, you want paradise, an easy way? Go to Qom, visit Fatima al-Ma'suma, and you will earn Jannah. وجبت له الجنة.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every
In this part, we look at the position of intercession. A person once wondered whether Lady Masuma would intercede on behalf of the people of the city of Qom in Iran on the Day of Judgment for them to be saved from hell and enter paradise. In his dream, he saw one of the famous scholars of Qom named Mirza Qummi. Mirza Qummi told him, I alone am enough to intercede for the people of Qom. Lady Fatima Masuma intercedes on behalf of all Shiites in the world. We read in the text of her ziyara, O Fatima, intercede with Allah on my behalf to enter paradise. Because this text of ziyara is dictated by Imam Reza, peace be upon him. This shows that she is one of the intercessors on the Day of Judgment. Dear Muslima, dear Muslim ladies, Muslim girls, we offer our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of a great lady, Lady Fatima Masuma. Peace be upon her.
Feeling so good, smiles and greetings everywhere. Eid Mubarak to everyone out there. Whole families, they gather and celebrate. Today's the day, so come on, no time to waste. Sometimes the world takes us so far, though miles apart. Today you're in my heart, Eid al-Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid al-Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid al-Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid al-Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate, celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
Hadith on the virtues of Lady Masuma. Several hadith mentions the virtues of Lady Masuma, alayha salam. Let us go over them. Imam Sadiq, for example, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, Allah has a shrine, which is Mecca. The Prophet has a shrine, which is Medina. The Commander of the Faithful, Ali, alayhi salam, has a shrine, which is Kufa. We, the Ahlul Bayt, have a shrine, which is Qum. Soon my granddaughter, named Fatima, will be buried there. Paradise will be incumbent on whoever visits her grave. Imam al-Riza, peace be upon him, gives the title Masuma to his sister and says, Whoever visits the tomb of Lady Masuma in the city of Qom in Iran, it is as though they have visited me. Imam Jawad, alayhi salam, said, Whoever visits the tomb of my aunt, paradise will be incumbent on them. Dear brothers and sisters, again, I express my congratulations to all of you on the auspicious birthday anniversary of Lady Masuma, alayha salam.
Ya Fatimatu, ishfa'i li fil jannah, fa inna laki inda Allahi sha'nan min ash-sha'n. Ya Fatimatu, اشفعي لي في الجنة فإن لك عند الله شأنا من الشأن اللهم إني أسألك
أن تختم لي بالسعادة فلا تسلب مني ما أنا فيه ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
Yes, as I told you, today is the birthday anniversary of Lady Masuma, a National Girls' Day celebrated in Iran. Iranians throughout the country celebrated National Girls' Day, which marks the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Masuma. National Girls' Day has been established to increase female awareness and help them to value their identity. The event highlights the role of women and girls in every aspect of society, even in urban planning. The National Day of Girls is an opportunity for exchanging views about girls and introducing them a proper Islamic lifestyle. People in Iran value their daughters by congratulating and giving a gift to them. It is noteworthy that Iranian women have been very successful in various fields and arenas. For example, they even outnumber men in the higher education sector, and many of them work in sensitive jobs.
Brothers and sisters, besides the 14 Ma'sumeen, Rasulullah, Fatima al-Zahra, and the 12 Imams, I don't know any personality that three Imams said about visiting their graves. If you go to their graves and you visit them, you will earn paradise. Not even a Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam. I'm not saying Sayyida Ma'suma is greater than Sayyida Zainab. Who is greater? Only Allah knows. But I'm saying there is no personality other than the 14 Ma'sumeen that three Imams said, go and visit her and you'll go to paradise. This shows you the position that she has in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Imam al-Radha tells Sa'd, if you go while you know the position of Fatima. What is the position of Fatima? There's a hadith from Al-Imam al-Sadiq where he speaks about visiting Fatima al-Ma'suma. And he says after that, he says, وَسَتَدْخُلْ بِشَفَاعَتِهَا جَمِيعُ أو سيدخل جميع شيعتنا الجنة بشفاعتها. He says that Fatima alayha salam's position in the eyes of Allah is so high that Allah has given her the power of shafa'ah, intercession, such that her entire Shia, all the Shia of Ahlul Bayt, can enter paradise just through her shafa'ah. So this is the position of Fatima alayha salam, Fatima al-Ma'suma, that she has been given the ability and the authority to give shafa'ah and intercede upon all of the Shia. This shows her position. So when you go and visit Fatima alayha salam, arifan bihaqqaha, this is probably one meaning. Know who she is. She has such a high position that Allah gave her this level of shafa'ah. You know, the closer you are in the eyes of Allah, the more Allah will give you shafa'ah. Our traditions tell us a alim, someone who's a scholar, has the power of shafa'ah. Other traditions tell us a shaheed has shafa'ah. Other traditions tell us a normal mu'min like you will have shafa'ah, but our shafa'ah will be limited. Maybe 10 people, 20 people, 40 people, 70 people, some hadith. Fatima al-Ma'suma, all the Shia of Ahlul Bayt throughout history, Allah has given her the shafa'ah that through her they can enter paradise.
Let us rejoice indeed, this is the day of Eid.
That was all for today's special. Again, on the occasion of birthday anniversary of Hazrat Fatima Masuma, I have a great pleasure to convey my warmest congratulations to all of you, dear friends. Fi amanillah.
Colors fill the streets, their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice in thee. This is the day of
food for thought.
Salam, friends. And today, on the auspicious birth anniversary of our innocent lady of Qom, Hazrat Ma'sume, peace upon her, the daughter of the Prophet's seventh infallible successor, Imam Musa Kazem, peace upon him, we present you a saying from her grandfather, Imam Jafar Sadiq, peace upon him. Soon a lady by the name Fatima from my family will be buried in Qom. Paradise becomes obligatory on the one who visits her.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith. This hadith is about faith in general, and specifically it is about that which completes faith, that which leads to the perfection and completion of faith and iman. You know, faith and iman is one of the topics that has been discussed in the Quran in many places, and it's a subject which is very important. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "The Bedouins say, 'We have faith.' Say, 'You do not have faith. Rather, we have embraced Islam, for faith has not yet entered your hearts.'" Which kind of indicates the fact that faith and iman is not something related to the tongue and the attestation to the unity of God and the prophecy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, it's something else. It's something more profound and deeper. In this beautiful hadith, we look at what completes faith and what perfects it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A servant's faith in Allah is not complete until he has five attributes in him." There are five attributes, five characteristics and features which perfect a person's faith in his iman and complete it. The first is this, complete reliance upon Allah. At-tawakkul ala Allah. Tawakkul, very famous, virtue, which is very central within the totality of Islamic virtues. The next is entrusting his affairs to Allah. At-tafwizu ila Allah, handing one's affairs over to Allah. Allowing Allah to take care of one's affairs. There's a little subtle difference between trust in Allah and entrusting one's affairs to Allah, obviously. Of course, we don't have time to, dig deep into the differences between these. The third is submission to Allah's will. Right? If Allah wills something for a servant, he should submit to it and accept it. The next is patience in Allah's tribulations. Having sabr and patience in the tribulations that God afflicts a person with. Right? This is a part of one's faith. Then the Prophet said, certainly one who loves for the sake of Allah, hates for the sake of Allah, gives for the sake of Allah, and withholds for the sake of Allah, has in fact completed his faith. Right? This is the completion of faith. It lies in this. Doing everything that you do for the sake of Allah. This is tied up to one's intention, the intention that one makes when one performs various tasks. This is also a way to complete and perfect one's faith. Perhaps it was keeping this hadith in mind that Imam Ali summed it up, iman, in the following way. He said, the most perfect in faith from among you is the one with the best of character. Right? And these characteristics that the Prophet enumerated and listed, these are all characteristics which complete one's faith, and they are all parts of good character. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the thing that completes faith in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Aqa for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانه ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran in Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions in Practical Tajweed Rules held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So I really, really welcome you all, and also our brothers here, Brother Ali Nasir and Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah and Fawad Haider. How are you? Salamun alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sir?
Fine, inshallah, Ruhullah.
Yes, sir.
Amazing. That's great. And Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Really welcome you. And Hassan?
Fine, sir.
And Fawad Haider?
Fine. Alhamdulillah. So we really welcome you all. So brothers and sisters, without wasting the time, inshallah today, we will move on to Ayah 115 and Ayah 116 of Surah Ali Imran on page 64 and 65. So inshallah, we'll have a short explanation plus the important tajweed rules, inshallah, will be mentioned, and we'll practice also the recitation with tajweed rules. So, ready?
Yes.
So, in the beginning, let's listen, everybody.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa ma yaf'alu min khayrin falan yukfaruh. Wallahu alimun bil muttaqin. إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
Amazing recitation. That was nice. Now I'll read it once, listen, and then inshallah we'll have a short explanation. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 115 of Surah Ali Imran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما يفعل من خير فلن يكفروه والله عليم بالمتقين. In Ayah 116, Allah Almighty says, إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. Right? So, وما يفعل من خير فلن يكفروه. Allah Almighty gives you this promise. Okay, in the previous ayah, Allah Almighty was talking about the mu'mineen, right? يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويسارعون في الخيرات وأولئك من الصالحين, right?
Yes,
so Allah Almighty was saying. So some of the attributes, some of the characteristics of the mu'mineen. Now in this ayah, Allah Almighty says, وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا, and whatever good they do, the mu'mineen, what? فَلَيُكْفَرُوا. فَلَيْ يُكْفَرُوا. They will not be unappreciated. They will not go unappreciated for that thing, for that deed. Any single thing you do good, inshallah, you'll have the reward. Okay? فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا
يَرَى.
You will see it. يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, the least amount of good deeds you do, يَرَى. You'll see it. Right? And also, shar, bad things, okay, bad deeds, also you will see. So Allah Almighty says, وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُوهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُتَّقِينَ. And if you want to do good things, there are conditions for doing good things to be acceptable. Okay? For Allah Almighty. Look, if you want to do good things and get them accepted, you must be with iman. You must have taqwa. These things are إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. Allah Almighty accepts from those who are with iman, with taqwa. Right? Inshallah, in the next ayah, in ayah 117, we'll learn about this, that whoever donates or whatever do good things, and they think of doing good things, okay? They think they are doing good things, but they don't have taqwa, what happens to them? In ayah 117, inshallah, next session, tomorrow, we'll talk about it. Right? So in this ayah, Allah Almighty says, whatever they do, the mu'mineen, they will not go unappreciated for that. Right? In the next ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Guys, it is a certain thing that in the day of judgment, you will see whatever you have done in this world. Right? Bad deeds, you will be punished. The kuffar, the non-believers, whatever they have done, they will see the punishment in the day of judgment. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who have disbelieved, neither their wealth nor their children will avail them, will benefit them, anything against Allah's punishments. Right? وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, they shall be the inmates of the fire, and they shall remain in it forever. So that's it. Inshallah, refer to the Tafasir books for more information. That was a short explanation, and that's not enough for sure. You must learn more, inshallah.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, we'll mention Ali Nasir, Hassan, Hussein, and Fawad. We'll mention some tajweed rules, okay? All right?
Yes.
And then, inshallah, we'll practice the recitation with tajweed rules. Ready?
Yeah.
So, وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ. The very first thing we have to mention is the pronunciations of the letters. عَيْن, وَاو, خَا, وَاللَّهُ, هَا, يَكْفُرُوهُ, هَا, عَلِيمٌ, عَيْن, بِالْمُتَّقِينَ. Nothing important. Next ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ. What letter?
ذَال.
ذَال. Good job, good job. لَنْ تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ. عَيْن and هَا. أَمْوَالُهُمْ, هَا again. وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ, هَا. شَيْئَا, هَمْزَة. وَأُولَئِكَ, وَاوْ and هَمْزَة. أَصْحَاب, صَاد,
هَا. And هَا.
هَا, هَا, right? أَصْحَاب, هَا, good job. أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, هُمْ, هَا, فِيهَا خَالِدٌ, خَا. So these letters are important. That's the first point. Pay attention to them. وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا. There is a long vowel with mim. وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا. There is a vowel here. مِنْ خَيْرٍ. مِنْ خَيْرٍ. We have noon sakin. And whenever we have a noon sakin, a tanween, there are four important tajweed rules that one of them must be applied. Right? So here we have noon, but based on the next letter, the letter that comes right after that noon sakin or tanween, we have to apply one of the rules. So kha matches throat letters, and throat letters are
from
for idhar. So we apply the rule
idhar,
which says basically
no changes.
Just read it the way noon is pronounced. Min khayrin. Min khayrin. But khayrin, kha has a fatha plus ya. This is called madlin, ay sound. Khay, khay, ay, with a heavy sound. Khay, right? Rin has a tanween plus the next letter is fa. Fa matches
rest.
Ikhfa, rest of the letters. We hide the sound of nu, the tanween. Khayrin, plus two counts, nasal sound. That's it. خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُهُ فَلَنْ. Who can say this?
This is
Idgham. Noon Sakin plus Ya. Ya matches
Yarmalun
letters. In Yarmalun letters, we apply the rule
Idgham.
That's it. Easy and simple. So فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُهُ. When you stop, Ha changes to Sukun. Yeah, the harakat of Ha changes to Sukun. فَلَيْ إِدْغَام with غُنَّة, with nasal sound, and stretch it for two
counts
or two beats. That's it. وَالْقِلَى tells you
better to stop,
but still continue. Yeah, you can continue. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُتَّقِينَ. عَلِيمٌ tanween plus ba, ba matches إِقْلَاب. Change the sound of tanween to a hidden meme sound. إِخْفَاء of meme. عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُتَّقِينَ. That's it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ إِنَّ مُشَدَّد نُون مُشَدَّد نَزَل سَاوُنْد. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَنْ like خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُوا إِخْفَى هاي سَاوُنْد. لَنْ تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ إِظْهَار no changes. أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ وَلَا there is a mad it's not watched but you still can stretch it for six counts, four counts, five counts. وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِمْ سَاكِنْ. plus min Allah, mim sakin. Mim sakin plus mim?
Idgham
mithlin. And wa awladuhum min Allahi. Allah is pronounced heavily. Shay'an is changed to shay'a. Then min fatha changes to alif mad. And sila tells you, just the opposite of qila, right? Sila tells you? Better to?
Continue.
Good job. Sil. Connected. وَأُولَٰئِكَ The mad is wajib. We have said it many times. أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ نُون مُشَدَّدْ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ That's it. So, jim tells you what? أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ It is jayz. Either you can continue, you stop, whatever you want.
Yes.
Now, we've mentioned the rules. 1 minute we got. I'll recite. Make sure you repeat, inshallah, after me. Our brothers and sisters will also practice. All right?
Yes.
Good job. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وما يفعل من خير فلن يكفروه
وما يفعل من خير فلن يكفروه
والله عليم بالمتقين
والله عليم بالمتقين
إن الذين كفروا لن تغنى عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا
إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا
وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون
وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
ما شاء الله That's it from us for today in this lesson. Allah bless you, inshallah, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us. Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir, thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Thanks to IRIB English Radio, Sevier International Schools for Cooperations. See you in the coming sessions. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The ocean of dua.
Illallah,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. We will have a look at the general frame of supplication of Kumail. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were trying to have a look at the different means of recourse in the supplication of Kumail applied by Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful. As we said, the first means was Allah's previous goodness and kindness. The second means is our love for him. This is the difference between the first and second means. In the first means, Imam Ali alayhi salam uses the different forms of supplication, seeking recourse to Allah with his love for us, the love of the Almighty Allah for us. But in this stage, Imam Ali alayhi salam seeks recourse to him with our love for him. And the third means is our weakness to bear the torment, where Imam Ali alayhi salam discusses the delicacy of our skins, the frailty of our bones, and the fact that this the life of this world has little endurance and patience, because our weakness is an effective means to seek recourse with it to the strong and the strength of the Almighty Allah. Now, the fourth means with which Imam Ali alayhi salam seeks recourse to Allah in this supplication is the desperate need of the servant to Allah. This is what in better terms is called iltirar to the Almighty Allah. This is an effective means to someone before whom one presents his neediness and does not find any other person to fulfill his wish without him. He knows and he presents, confesses to the fact that, oh my Lord, I have no one else to confess to. I have no one else to turn to because you are my creator, you are my God, and my absolute cause. And the point is, dear listeners, by desperate need, we mean a kind of state in which a servant does not find anyone else to fulfill his need apart from the Almighty Allah, the Exalted. That kind of feeling, that kind of situation where the one does not have any place of refuge except with the Almighty Allah. The kind of situation in which one seeks shelter and protection with no one but the Almighty Allah. The kind of situation in which one takes flight from Allah but does not find any shelter to seek protection with except Him, the Exalted. Such a scene is among the most effective in attracting Allah's mercy and clemency. Allah!
أسألك اللهم إني أسألك اللهم إني أسألك اللهم إني أسألك اللهم إني أسألك
اللهم إني أسألك
برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء
اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء
وبجبروتك التي خلقت بها كل شيء
وبجبروتك التي خلقت بها كل شيء
يا نور يا قدوس
So, brothers and sisters, the fourth means of recourse in the supplication of Kumail that Imam Ali alayhi salam uses is that state of idhtirar, is that state of being in desperate need. A baby with her little world does not see any protector, any supporter, or the one who can fulfill her needs other than her father, her mother. So she develops intimacy with them. She finds with them, within her little horizon, all her wishes. She knows that she has got no one else to turn to. She has got no one to seek refuge with. And what she needs of mercy, benevolence and sympathy, she knows that only her parents can provide. Subsequently, whenever something befalls her, or she becomes afflicted by a calamity, or she becomes afraid of something, she immediately takes refuge with her parents. She finds security. She finds mercy with them and with no one else. This is the very first place she turns to in the time of afflictions. Moreover, if she has done something because of which she deserves to be punished by her parents, and she fears them for herself, then she would turn to her right and left looking for refuge. But when she finds, she realizes she has no one to give her protection, then she turns to her parents again, throwing herself into her arms, although she was fleeing from them. But now she's asking for their help. At the time when they are intending to punish her, even at that time, she turns to them. This is that state of being in desperate need that Imam Ali alayhi salam uses. This fourth means with which Imam alayhi salam seeks recourse to Allah is idhtirar. This is the state of being in desperate need. And this scene of the baby in which she does not have anyone to turn to except her parents is among those which most of the time bring about the sympathy of her parents and earns their love and their affection. And now in this prayer, Imam Ali alayhi salam is pointing to such a concept. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to your favorite program, That Is Youth Station. Once more, I have the honor to be here at your service. And here with me, I have Brother Habib.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome. Thank you guys for joining us. And of course, she said it's the best program. Not sure about that.
Thank you for reminding everyone of that. And yes, how are you doing?
Thank you. Good. And how have been things minimal to you nowadays?
Oh, minimal. Since I studied literature, I am very much interested in the minimalistic point of views in writing and in whatever that is related to literature. So in art, when we say minimalism, we actually mean simplicity and avoiding all the unnecessary things.
Like, for example, in Arabic, al-bala and balagha, we have this term, ijaz, right?
Yeah.
It's like to use as less words as possible.
To be laconic.
To have a lot of words, to have a lot of meanings in it.
Yeah.
What do you guys call that in linguistics in the English language?
To be concise and concise. Laconic. Yeah.
Sometimes being minimal is good. I feel that it is.
Most of the time, I guess.
But as long as it gets your job done.
But, you know, in art, there's another point, there's another perspective to talk about it. When you use only one word in order to say all the meanings that you want to say, there might be some misunderstanding. Well, the same thing could not be applied in lifestyle. If you go for minimalism in lifestyle, there would be no misunderstanding. On the contrary, you would clarify everything for yourself and everybody around you.
Lifestyle, I don't know, but like, what are we talking about precisely when we say that lifestyle is minimal or not, and we're saying that it's bad or good?
Well, as in, if we want to define that, we would say that a minimal lifestyle is a lifestyle in which you're going to reduce the number of the things you have around you. Like, for example, if I want to make you have a picture of that, if I am the one who's practicing minimalistic lifestyle and you come to my home, then you're not going to see too much of chaos around me. Everything is just clarified. If I have, I don't know, one flower, there'd be only one basket of flower around me, not too many of them all around, or things just like that.
I don't know. I think that is good.
Of course.
Like only what you need you have, right?
Yeah.
There might be like to some extent where like the first aid kit,
mm-hmm.
right, for medicine.
Yeah.
You don't need it now. You may never need a bandage from now till maybe a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But you still keep that bandage with you.
Yeah.
Is that considered not minimal? I see it as minimal.
Of course it is, yeah.
It's the but need. It goes back to the need.
I'm not sure that everybody would have the same idea about practicing a minimal lifestyle. You know, because to some people who has a very messy, brain, it cannot be so easy to have a very simple lifestyle that has been organized in the way that you keep only the things that you need.
Now, look, sometimes you want to try things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Like, for example, having a swing in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried that?
No.
I've tried it. It was fun.